can paint your cheeks, gal, straighten your hair like a pin. I can't use you made on a old hog frame, says you can give me pig me. You can give me pig me. I mean you can give me pig me. Pig meat is what I crave.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Barbecue Bob, that's some good music, brother.
Like that?
Yeah, I do like that.
It doesn't go with your romaine grilled salad, but I love finding these old YouTube videos of some of that good old Southern barbecue music.
Right.
There was actually a famous blues player named Barbecue Bob and the Bones.
He must have been from the South, not the North.
I think he was from St. Louis. But thanks for joining us.
Go Gibbick.
Welcome back. Go Gibbick.
Go Gibbick.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. And on this mad show, it's a train wreck of a show today that is all about fancy grilling.
That's because we recorded the second one on the back of the first one, and we had Chaz here for the first
Blame the brewer.
Right,
sure. That's
right.
Nice.
This is a blame the brewer.
Yeah,
the
guy
brewer
comes
show.
Down and brings you beer, and you want to blame your.
Luckily, I brought enough for two shows.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Hey, one of the things I like to do is a grilled romaine salad. If you've been a listener for a while, you've heard me beat this thing to death. But I'm telling you.
Hold on. Caveat here. When you first started doing that, I used to look at you like you had two heads.
Right.
Because like, I can't like that. It doesn't sound good at all. So if you're thinking the same thing, listen to the man. He knows what he's talking about.
I have impressed several chicks with this.
I'm telling you.
The same night?
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm don't get into it.
They come
it's
in a six-pack.
It's a family show. Family
they come
show.
In a six-pack. The romaine comes in a six-pack, yeah.
So how do you do it?
Well, it's easy. Romaine lettuce, a full head, if you will, of romaine lettuce is rectangular. It's in a cube, right? It's long and rectangular.
Oh, you're getting the factory romaine.
Right, right.
It's cubed.
But the point is that I'm going to grill that. It's got four sides. I'm going to grill it on all four sides. But before I do that, I'm going to run some olive oil on it. And I use a tangerine olive oil that we get from our friends at Old World Olive Company. And I rub that on there. And I put some sea salt and some cracked pepper. Super simple. Grill it on all four sides. And when I get to the fourth side, the side that's up, right, I'm going to put some crumbled blue cheese and some pecans on there. And then I'm going to drizzle that side with a blood orange balsamic. Again,
so those pecans, are you going to do the roasted with sea salt?
What? No, just a regular raw pecan is what I want on there. And the blue cheese. And then we talked about in the earlier segment is when you close the grill, you get convective heat. You stop using the radiant heat and you get convective heat. I'm going to drop that cover on there, and it's going to melt that blue cheese on top of.
So you got to have high heat and do it kind of quick.
Right.
Because you don't want to cook
this
the
whole
head
thing,
lettuce.
No, this whole thing is 2 or 3 minutes
that
we're doing this. But that oil on there will crisp up that lettuce a little bit. And when you get to the fourth side, you just want to put that blue cheese on top and that, oh, man, that
Have you ever tried
orange.
Putting a little sea salt on that oil when you put that thing down there?
No, I haven't. And it's my recipe, not you. Shut the hell up.
Well, why don't you do it right then, right, for crying out loud? Right. You've been doing it long enough.
But anyway, and then when I serve it, there's a Italian vinaigrette that I'll put around the side. I don't put it on the lettuce, but I put it around the side because it needs a little bit of dressing. I got balsamic and oil on there and a little bit of dressing. Oh, man. It's
no
simple.
No sea salt, though.
No.
A loser.
Right.
So you're putting tangerine balsamic. What's that tangerine New England IPA you were talking about from New Holland?
Oh, the one from New Holland, yeah. The tangerine spaceman.
Yeah. That'd be a great beer to serve up with it.
Well, there you go.
Get New Holland beer.
I'm not a spaceman. I'm just a salad guy.
You're just spacey. Yeah. Okay. So grilled romaine. Whoop-de-doo.
Did anybody hear
Good
that?
Job.
Or was there way too many interruptions in there that you couldn't follow?
I don't know, but I think it's time for a little bit of the wisdom of Bob.
Right? Really?
With regard to what?
Well, isn't it time for law?
No. It's way too early. Oh, you missed your cue. You're cut off, by the way. So move that growler away from Chaz. Let's talk about some little foo-foo food. And this is something I was drugged to the altar on, and it's brie. I used to hear about brie, and I used to just get the hives. It'd be like, oh, that is so foo-foo. Birkenstock, Volvo, all that stuff. It ain't me. And then I had some, and it's like, dang, this stuff's really good.
Did you eat the rind?
No.
Okay. Yeah, you do.
Nope, I don't.
You peel it away.
I do. I'm not a fan of it, but good for you if you like
See how a co-host tees these things up for the other guy?
God, you're
so that you can
you're just like get a radio
you to,
guy.
Get you to explain your dish rather than interrupting you about your dish?
Okay, what was that? So grilled brie and bread. So I'd get a baguette. That's on the border.
That's one of those round breads that's about 2 foot
like
long.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd get a little baguette and I'd grill that up a little bit.
Right.
Slice it. Or you could slice it and grill it, put some EVO on it and grill it. And now I'm going to put that whole big loaf of brie, right?
On you put any salt on that?
You know, you could. On the bread?
Yeah.
Nah.
Okay. Really? You don't put any salt on that? I thought you might want some on your romaine earlier, so I didn't know if you wanted on here.
Are you done?
Well, I'm just teeing you up, baby.
Uh-huh. Teeing me off. It's more like it. Grilled brie. Anyway, grill your brie however you like. I don't care.
Okay. But it's good. Something Michelle likes is artichokes. I'm not a big fan. I can't get my head around what to do well with an artichoke. But you have on the show plan here that you've got a tip on grilled artichokes. So impart that on the people because
I
can't
artichoke.
Figure it out.
I love artichoke, and I've been doing them wrong until I researched it. And I found out you got to boil those things first.
Really?
I was throwing them on the grill.
So the whole artichoke,
yep.
You don't take it apart, you don't cut it, you don't do anything
You
with
boil it.
It
for about 20 minutes, and then you cut it in half, you put some EVO on it and sea salt, and you throw it face down on the grill. Like I saw you face down a time or two.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, easy now. I have photos. But
no, that's head back in the recliner. That's different.
Yeah. But with the artichoke, there's parts of an artichoke that you eat and there's part that you shouldn't eat. Am I right with that? Or this is not a vegetable that I do a lot with.
You just pull the little leaves off and you eat like the end that's closest to the stalk and you just chew on it until you don't like it anymore and you chuck the rest of it.
Okay.
So you should be in somebody's lawn who doesn't really care.
Right. That'd be hard on the bare feet, I'm thinking. Yeah. Those are pointy little pieces.
I love artichoke. I love artichoke dip. Spinach artichoke dip. I don't know. It's crazy. You get the canned artichoke. Those are awesome for little summertime.
But isn't it the heart, Chaz? Don't you eat the heart of the artichoke as well?
A lot of guys do the hearts, and they'll either saute them or grill them.
You can do that, but if you take
a
fresh
more cooking.
If you take a fresh artichoke, you just boil the whole thing, and you cut it in half, and you throw it on the grill, and then when you pull one of the leaves off or whatever it's called, you're eating
petal
just the
or something.
Yeah, you're just eating the first half. You're going to hang on to the hard part.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, you'd hang on to it.
Is that man food?
If you're a real man.
It's time for some man law. Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man! Yeah, it is time for a little bit of man law. And this is in honor of Pearl. Little Black Pearl, my dog got hit in the road this day about a week ago. Tough day for me, but I got through it. But I wish that on no one.
Oh,
but no man shall ever own a dog smaller than a house cat. I am a true believer of that.
Amen.
I like the big woof. I don't like the yip. There's some of you out there that love your small dogs. Just not for me. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying man law says your dog needs to be bigger than a house cat.
I even buy the jumbo hot dogs.
Right.
Meow,
yeah.
Meow,
exactly.
Meow. Why are you saying that?
Yeah. But anyway, man law.
Man
Stick
law.
With it, baby. It's good. Big old dog says woof.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, we did the grilled brie and bread poorly.
Right.
Grilled romaine salad.
We all did that.
Wrong.
Right.
Artichokes. Hey, Bob, one thing I wanted to add about that grilled brie. A lot of times you can top that off with some jellies. Now,
you're getting so silly now.
No, you and I being aficionados of the UP. Thimbleberry jelly on top of brie on the grill.
Who
is the key?
Thimbleberry?
Thimbleberries. Oh my God. You got to cross
the bridge.
Are they
like a small blueberry?
No. They're like a giant raspberry.
Oh.
You
got
to cross. You got to cross to the Keweenaw to get these things.
I see.
They are immaculate.
Yeah. Chaz, if anybody wants some Schmoe's beer, where do they find it?
Well, you can go to Petoskey at 109 Mitchell. That's our new location. Or the Big Factory down in Grand Rapids at 2600 Patterson.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about a little coconut rum grilled shrimp. Stick around.